coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well with the Coffeyville City Chamber of Commerce. Once again, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us. Over the phones, we are joined with Liberty HealthShare's Dale Bellis. Dale, can you hear us?
I can hear you well. Thank you so much, Sam, for the opportunity to be with you.
Hey, no problem. We are just very happy to have you in here, as well as getting the word out to a lot of our listeners right now. I'm sure a lot of them have kind of found themselves in this sticky situation where it's past the deadline, but what you're saying is we still got some alternative ideas for health care. It's in the name. You guys are Liberty Health Share. So real quick, I know you guys, we've had some conversations, but real quick, let's give our listeners a brief overview of Liberty Health Share, and then we'll dive in deeper to the alternatives that they may have.
Absolutely. In fact, Sam, after decades of being told there's only one way to pay for health care costs, and that's through health insurance, we're here to say that there is an alternative means. It's cost-efficient and effective. It's called health care sharing. We're a nationwide nonprofit community of men, women, families who unite to pay each other's medical bills. And we do that without the help of an insurance company or the government, just a regular systematic way to meet health care costs in a like-minded community of faith and values, where my money every month, Sam, goes to another person who has medical bills. And then should I have expense, that same group is there to pay my costs.
Wow. Wow, that is, it just kind of further pushes that emphasis of a helping hand, something in today's day and age that seems to be so far-fetched, so far away, and I think with the increase in social media and having that news be so available at the fingertips, it's difficult. It is very difficult sometimes, and to have a neighbor or a friend or a helping hand to help you there, it is what it is. You know, I've got a lot of listeners that are very young. I've got a lot of friends that are very young. I'm very young myself, and growing up in an age where, you know, Facebook and Instagram makes the world look so beautiful, so luxurious at times. You know, that's kind of what you expect once you graduate high school. That's how it's going to be. I'm never going to have an issue. I'm never going to have these health issues pop up in my life. And they are. They are going to pop up. They're going to pop up quite often. And this is inspiring. So not only does it kind of further that reaching, you know, that helping hand off to others, which will inspire you to do that in your regular day basis. But at the same time, like you had mentioned, when you got medical bills, you've got a group of people there that'll help you.
It really builds upon what has become a growing sector in our economy, the sharing economy. Mm-hmm. And we just have simply taken a tradition, a practice of caring for one another, paying each other's bills, supporting one another, that's been, frankly, in place for generations. It's how Christian churches have responded whenever people are in need. We simply take that principle of care, support, mutual aid, and have launched it as a solution in our modern.
Yeah. No, again, it's I believe it's an inspiring act. It's something to go with it. So let's kind of dive deeper into the details here. You had mentioned, you know, you're a part of a group. Is it a monthly payment that then goes into a pool, or is it when you are asked upon, then you have to make the payment? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, every month we ask our members to set aside what we call a predicted share amount. And we call it that precisely because we're paying for or sharing in another person's expense. It's $299 for a single. It's $399 for a couple. $529 for a family of three or more. And that amount of money goes into a secure online account. We call it our share box. And then through our proprietary technology, that money gets matched to another person who has medical bills that month. And I transparently, openly see by dollars flow from my account to theirs, so I always know where my money's going, and I can message them at the same time, Sam, with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And then we cut a check out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals. We're using that methodology and paying each other's bills to the extent of $32 million every month.
Great stuff. And you had mentioned as well a little bit of a perfect segue into my next question here, a little bit of transparency as well. So, you say you make it easy to see those dollars transferring from your account into the people's account. What are all of your guys' levels of transparency? And I know you guys, I'm sure, try to emphasize that, because a sharing world, sometimes maybe somebody gets a little sticky-handed. I'm not sure. Again, it's not a perfect world, but at the same time, you run into these types of issues sometimes, to where everybody puts their money in. Are we really getting out what we have? So obviously there was one example with the transparency. What are other ways that you know your money is going to exactly where it says?
Well, we're a certified charity, so we follow all of those rules and regulations, an annual certified audit, so that the public knows exactly how the funds are being used. But frankly, the most a dramatic example of that kind of transparency and openness is our members' ability to know exactly where their dollars are going every month. So not only do they see who their dollars are assisting to help pay a medical bill, they also see the administrative funds that we utilize. Every household contributes $24 every month to really address administrative costs and how we facilitate the sharing of members. That's how we pay our bills. And so they see those dollars drop off, the amount of money going to another person, and it's on display for them every month.
Yeah. Again, I had mentioned those little sticky hands that sometimes happen. It's great to hear that the company also shows where those administrative charges are happening, because everybody's got to do it. It's got to happen. You guys have got bills to pay as a company. You've got, I'm sure, employees, interns, whichever, to pay as well. So there is that. There is that little tagline there that where, hey, it's not necessarily free insurance when it becomes down to shared insurance. But at the same time, I get to see what sounds like a very minimalistic type of charge towards an organization. Would you say $24, something like that, per month is not bad at all? It really is not, when you put it into retrospect, what could potentially come when you don't have those disastrous moments. And healthcare, and in today's day and age, money, first of all, doesn't grow on trees, and second of all, healthcare, medical costs, things like that, the price tag is going up and up.
It is indeed. In fact, we see, frankly, our members access, and we access on behalf of our members, deep, deep discounts in the marketplace for healthcare costs. There is a billing problem in healthcare today because we see it. Whenever somebody steps up to the counter, they have their ID card, they say, I'm not insured. Here's my fellow members that are going to help pay my bill. Send the bill to this address. We receive it on behalf of the members. They see that bill show up in their online account. They know all those that are participating in helping to pay that. We cut the checks to the doctors and hospitals, but those providers' prices come tumbling down when they realize it's not insurance that's paying for this, and we actually pay 40% on average of what is billed by the hospitals and doctors. And that just simply demonstrates that there's a need of reform in the area of healthcare billing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, you had mentioned, and I'm running into this issue myself. I get chronic cluster migraines, and they are very debilitating at some points. And right now, my insurance says I can only have 9 per month, and I have more than 9. And guess what? Guess what's going to make them give me, a couple of more per month, a couple of more dollars? Of course it is. That's what it comes down to. And unfortunately, I have to run into that several times for the insurance that I'm at. And in fact, I'm not going to discredit them because they've been great to me. But at the same time, it does come down to numbers, and if I paid more, then I could get more medicine. But I need that. I need that medicine, and sometimes a lot of people as well, it could potentially be life or death, and you're asking them to fork over a bunch of money when they need that medication.
And the second factor, frankly, that really helps control costs with our healthcare sharing organization is we meet healthcare costs together at half the cost of conventional healthcare. Because, I would submit, we pay each other's medical bills. That is, we have a buy-in to the expense and the cost that we see every month. So our focus is on those expenses. We want to consume less, reduce expense. It's our dollars at stake. And so it's my pocket and the pockets of my fellow members every time any of us step up to the counter to consume health care.
Certainly. Now, here's a question, and again, it's circumstantial, so God forbid that this actually happens to you or a family or something like that, but sometimes the unlucky draw does come, and several things happen in a month. Say that there was a doctor's visit that you needed to go to, you broke an arm, or your son broke an arm, and there was 3-4 medical things that you had to pay for in a month. Does that still just come out of the large pool, or are you paying for multiple payments for this family per month, or does your payment not even change? I'm kind of just curious as to if a family has a bad skid, which can happen. You know, you never, obviously, God forbid that it does happen. Sometimes they're spending 5-6 expenditures at a hospital, and they can get very expensive. So does your monthly rate go up by the amount of times that a family is using that insurance or health share, rather?
It does not change the individual family's expense. It's a mutual share. And the law of large numbers is such that has not changed and doesn't change typically. Well, conceptually it could fluctuate. Just the law of large numbers is such that it doesn't. And that those share amounts that I referred to have been adequate to meet all of our members' bills up to $1 million for every incident. So that broken arm you just spoke about, we take responsibility. If I'm a family, I'll use an example. Of the first $2,250 we pay out of our pockets, we call it an annual unshared amount, but there are no copays or coinsurance. We then pick up at that point at 100% and share the balance of that expense for that broken arm up to $1 million. So all the doctor visits, hospital stays, medication, casts, recovery, up to $1 million. If I had a heart attack the next day, same principle. I'd pay out of my pocket. If it's within that calendar year, that's all I pay out of my pocket, the $2,250, and then the members share 100% up to $1 million for my heart attack incident. Kidney stones would be the same principle.
Yeah.
And that's proven to be more than adequate for our members' medical bills.
Great. Thanks for answering that question. Now, here real quick, we got a good couple of minutes left till we have to lose you here, Dale, but I had a question for someone that, you know, is very interested in getting involved in this, and, you know, you're walking up to the prescription desk at a Walmart or whatever it may be. What are the steps to be taken? Is there a card that you show? I know you had mentioned, you know, you put down the billing address and it comes back to you, and then you disperse it correctly, but what is the process for someone trying to go up and get medication? Is there something they have to show, something that they have to kind of explain to the pharmacists, or
we have a pharmacy ID card. It provides access to deep discounts for pharmacy, and pharmacy expenses eligible for those kinds of prescriptions associated with a doctor visit or a hospital stay. If it's maintenance medications, we've agreed to pay for that out of our own pockets. For instance, I happen to be a type 2 diabetic. I have a medication that I take to control my blood sugar every month, and I pay for that out of my pocket. It's $24. And so we use our prescription card to access those deep discounts, but we do share in those costs of medications, again, associated with doctor visits and hospital stays.
Great stuff. Again, this is Dale Bellis with Liberty HealthShare over the phones with us on this Wednesday morning. Dale, we got about a minute left. So, again, for all of our listeners, either just now tuning in or maybe tuned out during the conversation, give them all the information about Liberty HealthShare. Once again, it is an option, not necessarily where, it's health care, but it's more of a health share. So, real quick, let's plug what Liberty HealthShare is and how they can get involved.
Best way is at libertyhealthshare.org. libertyhealthshare.org is our website. There's a place there, Sam, to ask for a free information packet. We call it our decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email, so give your name and email address, and it gets sent instantly, just chock full of explanation and information about Liberty HealthShare. Or call the toll-free number. Lots of folks like to just simply talk it through. So 855-58, and then spell out the word Liberty. 855-58-LIBERTY will get you through to our contact center and get all your questions answered, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
great stuff. Again, that's Dale Bellis with Liberty HealthShare. Dale, thanks so much for joining us on a Wednesday morning, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday.
Oh, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, and appreciate the invitation. God bless.
I appreciate it. Again, you have a good rest of your day. Dale Bellis over the phones with Liberty HealthShare. Top of the hour news break up next.